You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. The current serial is Dead Queen Walking, which is the final installment of the Castle Charming series. If you want to catch up on the previous stories, start with Glass Slipper Scandal here on the podcast, followed by Dance Princess Dance and Let Sleeping Princess Lie. You can also buy all three ebooks from any online retailer or download them from Patreon with a $1 pledge. Dead Queen Walking, Chapter 2, Blinded by the Monochromes. There were many terrible things about being a long-lost prince. Kai knew he was an ungrateful sod, but really, where was the upside? The clothes were uncomfortable, the rooms were chilly, the only member of his newly restored family who actually liked him was missing. He didn't have to worry about making ends meet anymore, no more worrying about the rent or a food budget, but on the other hand, he owned nothing. He didn't have a coin to his name and never quite got up the nerve to ask if there was some kind of allowance that went with this thankless job he had never applied for. Actually, he was pretty sure that Elle, his mother, aka the long-lost Queen Ella, would block any attempt at financial independence on his part. She looked at him sometimes like she knew how much he wanted to run away from this place. He was lucky to be allowed shoes. On top of everything, there was Dennis, his lovely hound, the boy who literally kissed Kai awake from an enchanted sleep. There was a distance between them now that no amount of stolen moments and private kisses or promises could make up for. If Dennis didn't work and live inside this castle, Kai would not have lasted a month after the horrible revelation about his parentage. The sizzle and pop of the monochromes filled the air with a burnt magic sort of smell. Kai did his best to smile cheerfully out at the sea of reporters and other vultures who wanted a piece of him. He understood the irony well enough. This was him only a few months ago. He was the wet-behind-the-ears quill, ready to write stories about the royals and their dramas. Now, he was the story. "You look like you're being led to your execution," drawled Prince Cyrus at his side. It had not taken Kai long to realise why the elder Princess Charming, now a few weeks short of their 20th birthday, looked dead inside at public appearances, or why they'd always worked so hard to lower the public's expectations of appropriate princely behaviour. The monochromes snapped and popped, filling Kai's vision with bright white explosions. To his right, Queen Ella answered the intrusive questions of the reporters with her usual smooth politeness, relying on a mirror to bat away anything that bordered on inappropriate. Today's topic was the upcoming gala to celebrate the birthday of Kai's two elder brothers. "Prince Camden," cried one voice, and Amira gave him the nod. That was who he was now, not Kai at all. They'd taken his name. "Will your father be returning to Castle Charming in time for the solstice gala?" asked the reporter. Kai didn't recognise him, not a face from the Herald. Unless he was new blood brought in to fill the job openings left behind by Amira and himself. "Will he be naming his heir at the gala?" shouted another behind him. Kai started to say. He knew the party line. Amira had drilled him on this extensively. He was to cite the king's important work abroad, add something vague to suggest no one should even question whether the king would return for such an important family event, without actually saying outright that, yes, King Iolcus would be in attendance. He knew exactly what he should say. But the flashes of the monochromes had him dazzled, and suddenly it was all too much, too loud. Why was everyone looking at him? For a moment he caught the eyes of Dennis, who stood at the back of the room, looking helpless and sympathetic. Cyrus moved, hooking an arm around Kai's neck. "You know our father," he said smoothly. "Family is everything to him. If he loves me and Chase at all, he'll be here for our birthday." The Queen was furious, of course. She remained polished and perfect as long as they had an audience, but once they were back in the antechamber, She let loose her fury on Prince Cyrus. I know this is a joke to you, but this is about our survival as a family. Not all of us, surely, he bit back, eyes cold. I don't know why you keep up the pretense. Father's well out of it. You don't want to be here any more than the rest of us. And you, Queen Ella snarled, turning on Kai. How hard is it to remember a few prepared lines? Kai stared at the floor, avoiding her gaze. He was so tired of pretending this royal family reunion bullshit was normal, that they could make something of this bizarre situation. I think I liked you better when you were telling me how bad I was at fighting monsters, he said dully. Cyrus snorted. The queen did not soften. Kai didn't think she was capable of that. But she at least stopped looking at him like he'd failed to spear a winged gargoyle right in front of her. Camden. That's not my name, he said, and walked out. He had tried so hard to be their missing puzzle piece, to fit in here as the lost prince that the people of Charming had missed for so long. Queen Ella had stepped back into her old life with an effortless perfection. Why couldn't he do the same? But Kai wasn't a missing puzzle piece. Nothing was finished or complete. Prince Camden might be back, but they'd lost Princess Camilla. How was that a fair trade? To finally be reunited with a family he never even knew was missing him, just as his twin sister disappeared. If Camilla was here, perhaps it'd all make sense, or at least Kai would have someone at his side to explain it all as they went. He didn't think about where he was going as he left the castle by a side door and headed out across the grass, but, of course, there was only one place. He heard a soft footfall behind him. Though he wanted fiercely for it to be Dennis following him, Kai knew it was Corporal Fergus, his shadow for the day. "Don't mind me, mate," Fergus said in a quiet voice. Kai nodded to show that he had heard. He liked Fergus, who treated him like a person rather than a prince most of the time. Still, it was galling that he couldn't even be trusted to walk across the gardens on his own. When he reached the tower, in the quieter wilderness corner of the grounds, he turned to give Fergus a pleading look. The corporal shrugged and took up residence on a tree stump. "Here if you need me," he said. Kai laid his hand on the door, and the wards welcomed him inside. Here at least he could be alone. As alone as was possible when the kitchen at the foot of the tower was full of two tangled enchanted trees that had once been his birth father, the king, and his foster mother. Kai avoided looking at them, like always. He stepped carefully over the humped roots that were in the process of bulging their way up through the rippled, broken tiles of the kitchen floor. He headed to the studio beyond the curtain. When Camilla was here, the walls of her studio were walled and adorned with glorious black ink artwork. So many patterns and shapes and illustrations, each imbued with her magic. The walls were empty now. Kai had tried to draw power from them or to push his own magic into them, but he barely managed more than an ink splatter. Wherever Camilla had fled after she transformed their parents, she took her magic, their magic, with her. Kai slumped against one of the walls, curling up with his arms around his knees. "I miss you," he whispered. "I wish you'd come home." It was the first time he had admitted out loud that Castle Charming was home, and it filled him with nothing but dread. Thank you for listening to Sheep Might Fly. I'm skipping a week next week because I'll be at Continuum in Melbourne. If you'll be there, please come up and say hi if you're a listener. You can sign, and I'll be back with the next Dead Queen Walking installment the week after that. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at SheepMightFly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRRBooks. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you in 2 weeks.